played the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. At the Bunker House.
Oh, Ma, that's one of the prettiest christening dresses I've ever seen.
Yeah. I hope the Reverend don't wet it when he names the baby. I remember when Cousin Emily was baptized, her dress was ruined.
Gee, how could a little sprinkle do that?
Well, in Cousin Emily's case, it wasn't the Reverend who did it. It was Cousin Emily.
Hey, you're crazy! Hey, what for?
The matter is that your husband ain't got no honor. Do you know that? He's a welcher. He made me a bet of a dollar. He lost the bet. Now he won't pay up. You know that joke was funny.
Oh, it's the joke was not funny. You didn't see me laugh, did you?
I seen you trying not to laugh. But you didn't fool me because I seen your mustache twitching. I bet him a dollar that if he could hear Stretch Cunningham tell one of his own jokes in his own verse that he had a laugh, he'd think it was funny.
You believe he actually tape-recorded Stretch telling one of those rotten jokes?
That's right, right here.
Hey, Daddy, did you buy that?
No. Stretch loaned it to me. He uses it to try out his jokes on himself, see? Now, listen to this.
No, I don't want to listen to that again. It stinks, Arch. Just wrap up the sandwiches, Gloria. Let's get going.
Wait a minute. Pay me the buck before you go on your vacation.
Oh.
Daddy, it's not a vacation. It's a weekend seminar in the mountains. It's a sociology study group. It's a working weekend for Michael.
Working weekend. I know what the meathead's going to be working on as soon as you two get up in the woods alone. Yeah, come on, close the door, Irene. It's cold.
I got the weather stripping for your cellar door.
Come on, you welcher. Pay me a buck.
No, come on. Let's go.
Well, you can go, but not with that.
Daddy!
Hey, what are you doing with that? That's our lunch, I said. Give me that back.
You want the lunch? Pay me the buck.
Oh, forget it, Michael. Pay him and let's go.
No, Gloria, that would be like lying. In my opinion, that joke was not funny.
And in my opinion, as the head of this house, the joke was damn funny.
All right. Why don't we have somebody else judge it, okay?
All right, if you can get an impartial judge.
How about Irene?
All right, sure. Come on, Irene. Get over here and judge this thing here.
Oh, now, you're not getting me involved in a family argument.
Come on, Irene, please,
because we have to go.
Come on, this won't take long. Just sit right down here. Get out of here, you stupid. Now, you listen to this, and you tell me if Stretch Cunningham ain't the funniest guy you ever heard.
Hey, don't prejudice her.
What are you talking about prejudice? Stretch Cunningham's a white guy. Now, you may hate some funny comedians your time. Milton Berle, Don Trickles, and them. See? Well, when you hear this guy here, you're sure gonna laugh. All right, hold it, everybody. Now.
Hi, everybody. This is Stretch Cunningham talking. You know how you can tell when an elephant's been in a refrigerator? You find his footprints in the butter.
Irene doesn't smile.
I'll get your door fixed in just a few minutes, Edith.
Come on, Gloria, let's go.
Okay.
Come on, Irene, that was a funny joke. You didn't laugh at it. What's the big idea?
No big idea. No big joke, either.
You know what, Archie? You can forget the buck you owe me.
Yeah, and use it to give that joke a decent burial.
Get out of here.
Well, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, Ma, have a nice time in Scranton.
Bye, Daddy.
Gloria grabs the lunch and runs to the door.
We'll see you tomorrow night if you're still up when we get home.
Yeah, have a good time in the woods. Say hello to the Pinko Patrol up there.
Got the sandwiches.
Hurry up, will you?
I'm still worried about going away for the whole weekend. Are you sure you're going to be all right?
I'm a grown man, Enid. I can take care of myself. Oh, she just strangled my nail.
He takes his finger off her gift wrapping.
I'm sorry. You want me to kiss it and make it better?
Shush. Irene standing there.
You want me to kiss it and make it better?
Cut the funny, sorry, Irene. Will you hurry up? If you don't get that dress there to Scranton in time, they'll be baptizing the baby in the news. Come on, come on. You missed that bus. The last bus from Scranton leaves at 5 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, all right. All your meals are in the icebox. Everything's labeled, so you can't go wrong.
Did you label the beer cans, too?
No. Do you want me to?
No, no,
no.
Here, come on, will you?
Oh, I wish you were coming with me.
It's cold and the air is coming in here.
Oh, Irene. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Edith. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
All right. Oh.
Oh, well, all right, Irene, not to be disneighborly or anything, but you're next. Did you finish here?
Yeah, your door is all fixed now. You got a draft-proof strip on the bottom, and you got a burglar-proof lock. Oh, one thing about this lock. Be sure and turn the knob to the left, because that puts on the safety latch. If you turn it to the right, it locks.
Yeah,
so
I know.
You can't open it from the other side.
I know all about them locks, Irene.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to show you, and I put on that automatic closer last week, and... Boy, that closes fast. Maybe I better just ease it
no,
up.
No, don't worry about it. Leave it alone, I mean, it'll be all right.
Just take a minute.
No, I mean, you shouldn't stay here, you know, because, I mean, after all, you and me alone here in a house like this, it don't look, what do you call, good.
Oh, you're right. You know what Frank would say if he caught us together?
What?
You can do better than that, Irene.
Archie pretends to laugh.
Cut it out. You're as nutty as your old man.
I had you going there for a minute, didn't I?
Here's your choice.
Listen, why don't you come on over and stay with Frank and me today? At least you'll be warmer.
Well, that's all. I just won't be by myself. Anyway, I got to wait for the Earl man here. He's going to make a delivery.
Well, if you change your mind.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to change my mind, Irene.
Goodbye.
Yeah, bye. Whoop-dee-doo. I watch a little TV, have a little beer myself in here.
He spots the tape recorder.
And first of all, try out this little item here. Yeah. First of all, we change Stretch over there. You're a funny guy, Stretch. I don't give a damn what they say.
He turns the tape over and picks up the microphone.
This is for record there. Yep. Good evening, folks. This is Archie Bunker talking to you from the Gardenia Room at 704 Houses Street. All alone? I'm so all alone. There is no one here but me. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ting-a-ling. It's all but cold in this house. See what this is? The thermostat says 64. Jeez. Down the cellar I go. Check that fuel supply.
When he heads downstairs with the tape recorder, the door shuts behind him. The doorknob turns, but the door won't open. On the cellar stairs.
Thank you, Irene Lorenzo. Try the old cellar door here.
Archie walks through the unfinished basement to an old hatch door. He pushes with his hands and shoulder, but it doesn't budge.
locked.
Hey, anybody, there's a guy down the cellar here.
He heads back up the cellar stairs and rams the door with his shoulder. To no avail. He turns away, then spins around and tries a sneak attack. Rubbing his shoulder, he slinks back down the stairs. He tries charging up the stairs, but runs out of energy before reaching the door. Nursing his shoulder, Archie lumbers down the stairs.
Tool here.
He pulls junk from a box.
Change. Keep all this crap all down here.
He finds a metal bar and takes it to the hatch. He slips it between the door's wooden planks and pushes with all his might. He pulls out the now bent bar and throws it on his foot. He bangs his head and steps out of the hatchway.
I'm locked in a cellar!
Cold it down here and upstairs. Why not? It's the cellar. Check the oil here.
He examines an oil tank.
Not a drop left. Thank you, Arabs. There's something here to put off myself.
Archie rummages through a box of toys.
All glorious crayons. Oh, do here. I want to do a little note. Help. Man in cellar.
Archie takes his note to the hatch and slips it between the wooden planks in the door. He shudders and hugs himself, then heads back to the box of toys. He turns to a storage trunk and opens it. Shutting the lid, he discovers a gift box.
What's this?
He pulls out a full bottle.
Polish vodka. What is this doing down here? Car.
He reads the gift tag.
Gloria and Mike, best wishes on your wedding day. May all your troubles be little ones. Uncle Casimir, the dumbbell from Chicago. Uncle Casimir.
He unscrews the cap.
Here's to you.
And drinks.
Nothing. Ooh.
He clutches his stomach.
That was a while coming.
Archie takes another long swig and holds his hands in the air.
Proof. Boy, that's a blanket in a bottle.
He keeps drinking. Later, the half-finished bottle sits on a table. Archie lies sleeping beside it, cuddled up with old stuffed animals. Upstairs. In the cellar, Archie slowly opens his eyes and reaches for a toy telephone.
Talking me to hell with you.
He slams down the receiver and pulls himself up.
Out of time.
Archie checks his watch.
Stop. Please. Who are you?
He lurches to the staircase with the vodka bottle.
Mike, you are here? Hey, no. It must be Sunday. Look at that, Monday. Oh, yeah. I could croak down here and over here.
Archie grabs the tape recorder.
What I gotta do?
He stumbles across the room to a wooden chair. He takes another long swig from the bottle. Picking up the microphone, he switches on the recorder.
Last will and tentacle. This is Archie Bunkin, 704 Hauser Street. Speaking to you from the cellar of 704 Hauser. My wife, Edith Bunker. To her, all my worldly goods I do and now, including the house, 704 Hauser Street, and everything in it except the following items. To my son-in-law, Meathead Stevie, I leave my original 48-star American flag, leaving out Alaska and Hawaii. To my dear daughter, Gloria Bunker, who I forgive for marrying me above, I leave my personal living room chair for her to use as a centerpiece in her own someday living room. To Mrs. Irene Lorenzo, who killed me.
He takes another drink. He dozes off. He wakes with a start.
That was a hell of a sleep. Another day gone by. Maybe it's Tuesday. But then Wednesday.
He lifts the mic.
Last will continue. I want to say to my son-in-law, Meathead, you take care of my little girl. Don't you never go on a welfare support her.
He hallucinates.
Don't worry, Arch. I'll take care of her. She's my responsibility now, and I'll provide for her.
Remember the words of our great president, Richard E. Nixon. You said, don't expect nothing from your government. Pay your own way.
Arch, did Nixon say that before or after the government shelled out $2 million for his private houses?
God, no. He answers me back even when he ain't here.
About us, what about Mom?
Oh, God takes care of Dingbats, little girl. Where is your mother?
Here I am, Archie.
managing without me.
Oh, we're fine.
I don't want to hear that. How are you going to be fine? How are you all going to live without me around?
Oh, Daddy, we'll be all right. Why, Ma just won $2 from the Daily News for writing her most embarrassing moment.
Yeah, I'll read it to you. My most embarrassing moment. I went down the cellar and found Archie dead.
Bye, Arch.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, Archie.
No, Ada, come back here. Come back here.
Oh, Archie, I'm glad you called me back.
I got something to tell you. I know you'll be upset. Or is this a thing that a guy don't usually tell a woman? I love you, Edith.
Oh, I know, Archie.
You mean I didn't have to tell you that?
No.
And why didn't you stop me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Edith. I forgive you. Give me a kiss.
Archie gets up to hug his hallucination, but it disappears.
Hey, Laura, I don't want to stay here. Are you going to take me? Come on, take me out of this, James.
How are you down there, Mr. Bunker?
Jeez, that was fast.
Archie stumbles to the hatch.
I'll come through the front door.
Yeah, anything you say, Lord. Well, you always want to see him come through the wall.
Wait for me.
Well, I'm waiting
here.
I'm waiting here.
He grabs the microphone.
All right, this is it. This is it. Archie brought the signing off the last time. God is coming to take me by the hand, and the next thing you'll hear from me will be from a better world than this. I'm going with the man upstairs.
Mr. Bunker? How are you, Mr. Bunker?
Yeah, here I am, Lord, down the cellar.
I know you're in the cellar. Where's the cell door?
It's the one with the new lock on it, Lord.
Hang on, Mr. Bunker. Coming for you. Okay, I'm
on
the door. Hold on, Mr. Bunker.
All right, I'll wait for you.
Mr. Bunker?
A black man in coveralls descends the stairs behind Archie.
Yes, yes, yes.
Archie turns around, and his smile vanishes. Archie drops to his knees.
Forgive me, Lord. The Genesis was right.
Hey, Arch. I was listening to this and
the tape recorder.
Here's the buck I owe you.
Holding the tape recorder, Michael hands Archie a dollar bill.
Ah, so you admit Stretch Cunningham's pretty funny there, huh?
No, Arch, not Stretch, you.
All alone, I'm so all alone.
Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Written by Don Nickel. Script consultant Don Nickel. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Betty Garrett, Irene Lorenzo. Juan DiCarlos, Oil Man. Associate producer, Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, recorded at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.